Now 18, Eric was 12 years old when his grandmother noticed a strange lump on his leg.
And the test results came back that I had lymphoma bone marrow cancer and that I had it since birth.
Luckily, the tumor hadn't spread. He underwent treatments for a year and a half at the Valerie Fund Children's Center here in Newark. His memories have never left him.
They helped me get through a lot. I know that I cried a lot, and they just told me that it's okay to cry because, you know, at your age, you don't know what the cancer is. And you're just developing, it's okay to cry and to worry that you're probably not going to make it. But in the end, they are great help.
And Eric did make it. He's cancer-free since March of 2008. He now gives back to kids like himself, volunteering his time at Camp Happy Times, a summer camp for children with cancer. Kelly Waldron, WCBS 880 News. Finov was 8 years old when he continuously complained of stomach pain. After numerous visits to the doctor and no answers, Finov got dangerously ill when attending church in May of 2009. His mother, Matilda, rushed him to the hospital where the diagnosis was made, neuroblastoma on the left side of his abdomen.
And I opened my eyes. I said, God, I don't have nobody, but I have only you. Since then, God never leave me alone once.
Finov had a 6-hour surgery, spent 21 days in the hospital, and went through 12 cycles of chemotherapy, radiation, along with a stem cell transplant. He was treated here at the Valerie Fund Children's Center in Newark.
When, I feel a little bit needy, they come to my need. And sometimes I just need some company.
Finov completed his treatment last year. Now his one wish is to meet the President of the United States.
Not a lot of people in the world get to see the President of the United States. I'll be one of those very little people.
Kelly Waldron, WCBS 880 News.